Welcome to Zichron Daf Simani, member by Avram Goldar, and today we're Zichron Shabbos, Daf Chaf Gimel. So the three points we're going to focus on. Number one, the question arose on Daf Chaf Beis, on a Beis, whether the primary mitzvah act of a menorah is the lighting of the menorah or its placement. Im hadlako is a mitzvah or hanacho is a mitzvah. So on this Daf, two proofs are brought that the lighting is the primary mitzvah. So number one, Rav Yeshua ben Levi said that in the case of a glass lantern that was burning throughout Shabbos Chanukah, that on Motzi Shabbos one should extinguish it and then relight it to fulfill the mitzvah. From the fact that Rav Yeshua ben Levi does not require lifting the lantern up and placing it down, we learn that the mitzvah is through the lighting. And number two, from the fact that the text of the bracha is, Asher kedushan mitzvah yisav etzivanu lahadik ner shel Chanukah, who is sanctified with the commandments, who has commanded us to kindle the Chanukah light, it's obvious that the rabbis viewed the lighting, the hadlaka, as the primary fulfillment of the mitzvah. Point number two, Rav Chibar Ashi said in the name of Rav, the one who lights the menorah must make a bracha. Rav Yirmiya said, the one who sees a burning menorah must make a bracha. And this is referring to someone passing by either in the street or in a boat who is not lit and will not light that night. That's according to Rashi. Now, Rav Yehuda said that on the first day of Chanukah, one who sees the menorah says two brachas. He makes sha'asanisim and shechiyanu. And the one who lights says three brachas. L'hadik ner, sha'asanisim, and shechiyanu. The remaining night, the one who lights recites two brachas, and the one who sees the lights recites one. The Gemara clarifies that the bracha that's illuminated on the remaining nights is the bracha shechiyanu. He continues saying Sha'asinizim, though, as a miracle occurred on each of the eight nights. And point number three, Rav said that it's obvious to him that if a person does not have enough money to purchase oil for Shabbos light and for menorah, that purchasing for the Shabbos licht takes precedence because of Shalom Bayis. It was also obvious to him that if the choice is between Shabbos licht or wine for Kiddush, that the Shabbos licht takes precedence because of Shalom Bayis. Rav did have a question, though, regarding which takes precedence, oil for the menorah or wine for Kiddush. On the one hand, Kiddush may be preferable because it comes more frequently. Tadir v'sheinu tadir, tadir kodim. On the other hand, the menorah may be preferable because of Pesuk Menisa, because of publicizing the miracle. He eventually resolved his own question and stated that the menorah takes precedence because of Pesuk Menisa. All right, so let's review. Point number one, the question arose on Daf Chav Beis whether the primary mitzvah act of menorah is the lighting of the menorah or its placement. If a hadlako is a mitzvah or hanacho is a mitzvah. So on this Daf, two proofs are brought that the lighting is the primary mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi said that in the case of a glass lantern that was burning throughout Shabbos Chanukah, that on Motzi Shabbos one should extinguish it and then relight it to fulfill the mitzvah. From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi does not require lifting the lantern up and placing it down, we learn that the mitzvah is through the lifting. And secondly, from the fact that the text of the bracha is Asher kishan mitzvah yisav etzivanu lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us to kindle the Chanukah light, it's obvious that the rabbis view the lighting as the primary fulfillment of the mitzvah. Point number two, Rav Chibar Ashi said in the name of Rav, the one who lights the menorah must make a bracha. And Rav Yirmiya said, the one who sees a burning menorah must make a bracha. And this is referring to someone passing by either in the street or in a boat who is not lit and won't light that night, according to Rashi. Rav Yehuda said that on the first day of Chanukah, one who sees the menorah says two brachas, Sha'asanisim and Shechiyanu. And the one who lights says three brachas, L'hadlik ner, Sha'asanisim and Shechiyanu. The remaining nights, the one who lights recites two brachas, and the one who sees the lights recites one. And the Gemara clarifies, that the bracha that's eliminated on the remaining nights is the bracha of Shechiyanu. But he continues saying Sha'asanisim as a miracle occurred on each of the eight nights. And point number three, Rava said, that's obvious to him that if a person does not have enough money to purchase oil for Shabbos licht and for the menorah, that purchasing for the Shabbos light takes precedence because of Shalom Bayis. It was also obvious to him that if the choice was between Shabbos light or wine for Kiddush, the Shabbos light takes precedence again because of Shalom Bayis. He had a question, though, regarding which takes precedence, oil for the menorah or wine for Kiddush. On the one hand, Kiddush may be preferable because it becomes more frequently. Tadir v'sheinu tadir, tadir kodim. On the other hand, the menorah may be preferable because of Pesuk Menisa, publicizing the miracle. He eventually resolved his own question and stated that the menorah takes precedence because of Pesuk Menisa. All right, so now we go to our simon. So our standard simon for Chaf Gimel is a keg. So here goes. The beer maker places glass lantern menorah on his keg and lit with three brachas, while someone passing by only said two, because his wife needed oil to light for Shabbos, and he wanted Shalom Bayis. Once again, it's Lamotion. The beer maker places glass lantern menorah on his keg. Keg, that means we're on Daf Chaf Gimel. The beer maker places glass lantern menorah on his keg and lit with three brachos, which reminds us. The question arose on Daf Chaf Beis, on the base, whether the primary act of the mitzvah of menorah is the lighting of the menorah or its placement. Hadlacho is a mitzvah or hanacho is a mitzvah. So on this Daf, two proofs are brought that the lighting is the primary mitzvah. One, Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi said that in the case of a glass lantern that was burning throughout Shabbos Chanukah, that on Motzi Shabbos one should extinguish it and then relight it to fulfill the mitzvah. From the fact that Rav Yeshua ben Levi does not require lifting the lantern up and placing it down, we learn that the mitzvah is through the lighting. And secondly, from the fact that the text of the bracha is Asher Kishon Mitzvah Yisav Tzivanu Lahadik Ner Shel Chanukah, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us to kindle the Chanukah light, it's obvious the rabbis viewed the lighting as the primary fulfillment of the mitzvah. So the beer maker places glass lantern menorah on his keg and lit with three brachas, while someone passing by only said two. Which reminds us, Rav Chibrashi said in the name of Rav, that one who lights the menorah must make a bracha, and Rav Yirmiyah said, one who sees a burning menorah must make a bracha. And this referring to someone passing by either in the street or in a boat who is not lit and will not do so that night. That's according to Rashi. Now Rav Yehuda said that on the first day of Chanukah, one who sees the menorah says two brachas, sha'asanisim and shechianu, and the one who lights says three brachas, lahadik ner, sha'asanisim and shechianu. The remaining nights, the one who lights recites two brachas, and the one who sees the lights recites one. The Gemara clarifies that the bracha that's eliminated on the remaining nights is the bracha of Shechianu. He continues saying, Sha'as and Nisim, though, as a miracle occurred on each of the eight nights. So the beer maker places glass lantern menorah on his keg and lit with three brachas, while someone passing by only said two, because his wife needed oil to light for Shabbos, and he wanted Shalom Bayis. Which reminds us of the third point. Rav has said that it's obvious to him that if a person does not have enough money to purchase oil for Shabbos light and the menorah, that purchasing for Shabbos light takes precedence because of Shalom Bayis. It was also obvious to him that if the choice was between Shabbos light and wine for Kiddush, that the Shabbos light takes precedence because of Shalom Bayis. Rav did have a question though regarding which takes precedence, oil for the menorah or wine for Kiddush. So on the one hand, Kiddush may be preferable because it comes more frequently. On the other hand, the menorah may be preferable because of person Menisa of publicizing the miracle. He eventually resolved his own question and stated that the menorah takes precedence because of person Menisa. So once again, the beer maker places glass lantern menorah on his keg and lit with three brachas, while someone passing by only said two, because his wife needed oil to light for Shabbos, and he wanted Shalom Bayis. So now it's time for our four blot back chazorah. Daf Yotes. So the symbol Yotes is a yacht. So here we go. The yacht, reminding us we're on Daf Yotes. The yacht always sets sail on Tuesdays, giving passengers enough time to get their soiled white clothes clean for Shabbos, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa that one may not embark on a ship less than 3 days before Shabbos, unless it's for the purpose of a mitzvah. The Rif explains that the rabbis prohibited such travel since a person typically feels seasick the first 3 days of travel, and this would diminish one's ability to enjoy Shabbos. So in the case of traveling for the purposes of mitzvah, the principle of ha'osik b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah applies. This means the one who's preoccupied with a mitzvah is free from performing another mitzvah that would interfere with the first. Hence, traveling to do a mitzvah would be permitted, even though it would prevent him from performing the mitzvah of enjoying Shabbos. So the yacht always sets sail on Tuesdays, giving seasick passengers enough time to get their soiled white clothes cleaned for Shabbos at a high price. Which reminds the Rav Tzadok said it was the custom of Rav Gamliel's household to give white clothes to the launderer 3 days before Shabbos, but they would give colored clothes even on Erev Shabbos. White clothing is hard to clean, and therefore it takes more time for the clean to be complete before Shabbos begins, whereas colored clothing can be fully cleaned before Shabbos begins, even when given to a launderer on Erev Shabbos. Being the white clothes are hard to launder, the price to do so was higher. Abai used this insight to challenge a launderer who wanted to charge him the same amount for colored clothes as he was charging for laundering white clothes. So the yacht always sets sail on Tuesdays, giving seasick passengers enough time to get their soiled white clothes clean for Shabbos at a high price, and feel good enough to prepare a roast before nightfall. Which reminds us, the final mission of the Perek prohibits roasting meat, onions, or eggs on Erev Shabbos unless there's enough time for them to become roasted before Shabbos. Similarly, one may not place bread in the oven or a biscuit upon coals close to the nightfall on Shabbos unless there's enough time for it to crust while it's still day. The concern in all these cases is that if they're not sufficiently roasted or baked by the time Shabbos begins, one may come to stir the coals on Shabbos. Shem Yechate. Daf Chav. So the Simmer Daf Chav is a cafe. So here goes. The Bendrasai Quick Serve Cafe, that reminds us, we're on Daf Chav. The Bendrasai Quick Serve Cafe, known for serving meat in a third of the time, which reminds us, the mission at the bottom of Yitzhak on the base stated that one may not roast meat, onions, or eggs Erev Shabbos unless enough time for them to become roasted before Shabbos. For Belazar said in the name of Rav that the Mishnah means there must be enough time for the food to become roasted as the food of Ben Drosai was a bandit that would cook his food one-third of the normal time. That's according to Rashi. So the Ben Drosai Quick Serve Cafe, known for serving meat in a third of the time, featured a huge lit pyre of wood in the center to warm its customers, which reminds us, Rav Chisda explains, that we learn from the pasuk of Lo Savaru Eish B'chol Mishvosech Miyom HaShabbos, you shall not kindle fire in any of your dwellings on the Sabbath day, that it's forbidden to ignite a fire in Moshvosech, which means anywhere outside of the base of Migdash, as opposed to the burning of sacrificial parts and fats on the Mizbeach, the temple altar, which is permitted. However, this exemption of igniting fire on Shabbos only applies to the Karbanos, which is, so to speak, for Hashem, and does not apply to kindling the pyre in the Beis HaMokad, the fire chamber, being that the fire there is only for the use of man. The reason why lighting the pyre in the Beis HaMokad was permitted before Shabbos, and there was no concern that one might come to stoke the fire after nightfall, is that the Kohanim are conscientious, Kohanim's reason man, and they'll ensure that no one comes to stoke it. So the Ben Drusai Quick Serve Cafe, known for serving meat in a third of the time, featured a huge lit pyre of wood in the center to warm its customers and flickering candlelight due to low quality oil and wicks. Which reminds us, the opening mission of the second parak, Abamed Madlikin, identifies the wicks that may not be used for Shabbos lights because they don't hold the flame well and fuels that are prohibited to be used because they're not easily drawn into the wick. Daf Chafal. So the Simfer Chafal is a car, but when pronounced by Bostonians, it would be a ka. So we're going to use ka for Chafal. So here goes. The candlestick maker drove his ka. Ka, that reminds us, we're on Daf Chafal. The candlestick maker drove his ka around schools before Hanukkah, demonstrating how to get an ascending flame, which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama taught a brisa that says that the wicks and oils that are prohibited to use for Shabbos lights cannot be used to kindle within the base of Migdash. This is based on the pasuk L'halos Ner Tami, to kindle the lamp continually. Rami Bar Chama explains the brisa that the unusual use of the word L'halos, to cause to ascend, teaches that one must choose wicks and oils of which their flame will ascend by itself. This excludes the wicks and oils which are prohibited to use for Shabbos candles due to their poor ability to be lit. So the candlestick maker drove his ka around to schools before Hanukkah, demonstrating how to get an ascending flame, and the various versions of Mahadru mina Mahadru, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa that the essential mitzvah of Hanukkah lights is one light each night per household, ner ish uveso. Mahadrin, each person in the household lights one per night. Mahadrin mina Mahadrin. Beis Shammai says that on the first day of Hanukkah, one kindles eight lights, and then each following day he decreases the amount by eliminating one light. Beis Hillel says on the first day of Hanukkah, one kindles one light, and then each following day he adds another light. Rav Yossi Bar Avi and Rav Yossi Bar Zvida disagree on what the reasoning was behind the ruling of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. One holds that Beis Shammai's reason for decreasing the number of lights each night is to correspond to the days of Hanukkah which are yet to come. Well, Beis Hillel's reason for increasing the number of lights each night is to correspond to the days of the past. The other holds that the Beis Shammai's reason for decreasing the number of lights each night is to correspond to the bull offerings which were brought in sukkahs, which diminished each day. And Beis Hillel's reason for increasing the number of lights each night is based on the principle of Malim Bekodesh Ve'in Morin. In sacred matters, we elevate the degree of sanctity, we do not lower the degree. So the candlestick maker drove his car around to schools before Hanukkah, demonstrating he had to get an ascending flame and the various versions of Mahadrin min Mahadrin while explaining the miracle of the oil. Which reminds us, the Gemara provides the origins of Hanukkah after asking the question, my Hanukkah, what is Hanukkah? Rashi explains this question as follows, because of what miracle did they establish Hanukkah? The Gemara answers that for 8 days is not permitted to fast or give his spade because of the miracle of the oil that was supposed to be lit for one day and lasted for 8 days. The following year, these 8 days were established as Yom Tovim, Hallel and Hodah, days of Hallel and Thanksgiving. Daf Chav Beis. So the Simcha Chav Beis is a cab. So here goes. The cab driver, that reminds me of Daf Chav Beis. The cab driver distracted, looking but all the menorahs 20 almost high, which reminds us, Rav Kahana said, Rav Nasim Bar Manyumi expounded in the name of Tanchum, a Chanukah light that is placed 20 almost or higher from the ground is invalid, just as in the case of a Sukkah and a Mavui. Since the menorah will be outside one's field of vision, there won't be Persumanis, there won't be publicizing the miracle, which is the whole goal of the mitzvah, Rashi explains. So the cab driver, distracted, looking but all the menorahs 20 almost high, plunged into an empty pit of snakes and scorpions, which reminds us, Fakan has said, Rav Nasim Bar Manyumi expounded the name of Tanchum. What is the meaning of the pasuk in the parsha of the sale of Yosef, Ba'abor Reik Ein Bo Mayim, and the pit was empty, no water was in it? Don't I know that no water was in it since I already said it was empty? Rather, it was coming to teach that there was no water in it, but snakes and scorpions were in it. So the cab driver, distracted, looking but all the menorahs 20 almost high, plunged into an empty pit of snakes and scorpions, only to be saved using the light from his western lamp that never went out. Which reminds us the question was asked in a brisa, what was the purpose of lighting the menorah in the base of Migdash, since Hashem, who was the source of the light during the 40 years in the wilderness, meaning the pillar of fire, surely does not need it. The brisa answers that the lighting of the menorah was a testimony, was an aid that's for all mankind, that the Shekhinah dwells amongst Klal Yisrael. Rav explains how the lighting of the menorah was a testimony that the Shekhinah dwells amongst Klal Yisrael. He says the testimony was from the Ner Maravi, the western lamp. This is because the Kohen put the same amount of oil in the western lamp, the Ner Maravi, that he put in all the other lamps in the menorah. Yet the other lamps went out in the morning, while the Ner Maravi, the western lamp, miraculously continued to burn into the next evening. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos. Here we go. Number 1, where do we learn one can't leave a pot in the oven Erev Shabbos if the food has not yet become roasted? That's on Duff. Yud Tes. Good. Number 2, where do we learn one can't put a pot of partially cooked food in the oven Erev Shabbos unless one throws a raw piece of meat in it as well? That's on Duff. Yud Ches. Good. Number 3, where do we learn the menorah takes precedence over Kiddush because of Parsuma Nisa? That's on Daf. Chaf Gimel. Good. Number 4, where did the question of my Hanukkah, what miracle was Hanukkah established for? That's on Daf. Chaf Av. Great. Number 5, where did we learn that one should not embark on a boat less than 3 days before Shabbos? That's on Daf. Yud Tes. Great. Number 6, where did we learn that Lo Sevaru Esh applies outside the base of Mikdash and inside the base of Mikdash, if the fire is not on the Mizbeach? That's on Daf. Chaf, good. Number 7, where do you learn that a person who sees the menorah says 2 brachas the first night? That's on Daf. Chaf Gimel, great. Number 8, where do you learn the wicks and oils in the base of Mikdash have to be superior that the flame is able to ascend? That's on Daf. Chafav, great. Number 9, where do we learn that one can't leave meat in the oven Erev Shabbos unless it's reached the point of Malchah ben Drosai? That's on Daf. Chaf, good. And number 10, where do we learn the decree that carrying a movable object with the circumference of a tefach, like an ox goat, in a graveyard makes one an avatuma? That's on Daf. Yud Zayin, good. And now for the 3 bonus questions from Brachas. Number 1, which Daf do we learn about Bar Hedya, the dream interpreter? That's on Daf. Nun Vav, good. Number 2, where do we learn that Divrei Torah not Makabel Tumah? That's on Daf. Chav Beis, great. And number 3, where do we have the question in terms of leadership? Who's preferred, a Sinai or an Ochr Harim? The Sinai's preferred, that's on Daf. Samach Dog, great. That concludes our Pa quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Gold from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.